A dusk-to-dawn curfew has been imposed by the government in the capital city of Chad, while the country searches for rebels in the wake of recent fighting that caused thousands to flee the country. Meanwhile, Chadians have begun to return to their country from neighboring Cameroon, reporting that life in refugee camps there is too harsh. The UN estimates at least 30,000 Chadians had fled across the Chari River to the Cameroonian town of Kusiri after the rebel and government clashes. Humanitarian agencies say the risk of epidemics in these crowded, unsanitary camps has become a major concern. Susie Hodges has more.
The fighting in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, has mostly stopped, but tens of thousands of civilians are still displaced within the country. Refugees find shelter in rundown schools and makeshift tents, scraping by with little food and water.
The big problem currently is to find food.
Christoph Druvin of Catholic Relief Services says that although the situation has stabilised in Chad, services have not gone back to normal. The city's main markets were burned during the weekend's fighting, raising the price of food. Those who venture back to N'Djamena are finding their homes ransacked and their neighbourhoods destroyed. The government issued a statement encouraging looters to return stolen items.
The president apparently made a statement on the radio to ask everybody that looted houses and office had to give back everything to people.
The Catholic Relief Services has a team currently assessing the situation in neighbouring Cameroon, where tens of thousands are seeking refuge. Druvin says that when conditions improve in N'Djamena, teams will be dispatched to the capital to help bring food and medicine to those most in need. I'm Susie Hodges.